It's our SME special feature, and today we catch up with Mpumi Mutsabi. She's a co-founder with her husband of Toys with Roots, which are toys which speak to the identity of an African child. And this has resulted in the duo supplying ShopRite and Checkers with a range of dolls, namely Rainbow Kids. Well, to tell us more about it, I'm joined in studio by Mpumi Mutsabi. Thanks very much, Mpumi, for joining us. Your story is an exciting one in that it's culminated in you now supplying dolls to ShopRite and Checkers. But I don't want to start there. Just tell us how you and your husband got into the whole African doll business to start with.
Okay, so thank you for having me. We got into it. We've got two girls. And I think our motivation was to try and get them toys which really look like them and celebrate them, because we couldn't find anything really out there in the market that we felt represented them well enough. And we started seeing them putting towels on their head, flicking it like it's long hair, which to me said, you know what, there's something wrong here in terms of identity. They're not appreciating their natural looks as they are, and we need to develop products that they can actually see themselves in.
Yes.
And appreciate who they are, you know, via those toys as well.
Super. So, okay, so you had that that kind of theory, that feeling about identity. And then how did you get into the business?
By chance, literally by chance. So I met up with a lady at a networking session, and she had a couple of beautiful dolls that I had never seen before. And I bought two of them from the boot of her car, because she was trying to get as much out as possible. So, and then after that experience, I realized a lot of parents were asking me where I got them from, and they also wanted, which is how I decided I'm going to order maybe 200. Let's start with 200 and see. And I bought 200, put them outside in my garden, took a couple of amateur pics and put them up on social media. And that was literally when we actually saw that we have a viable business that can work, because wow, the reception in the market was really, really amazing. And from then, we decided we're actually going to grow this business into something bigger than what it was at the time, with just distributing one product, essentially.
So tell us about the evolution and even the challenges associated with your business. Who designs the dolls? Who manufactures them? And where did you start in terms of marketing and selling the dolls?
So I think ours is unique in the sense that we act as a one-stop shop distributor for other dolls or other entrepreneurs in a similar space. So we decided, after having sold the one, that actually there's a need for us to have a lot more options that are around celebrating African children that could allow the African parent to go to a destination store and find all the options that she wanted. So which is when we started investigating who else was in a similar space, and we found that there were quite a few entrepreneurs in the same space, but their challenge was distribution, as was our challenge with the products that we had. So we thought, why don't we become the hub that parents can come to, and we'll sell on behalf of all of these entrepreneurs.
Yes.
So we found local people, we found people from Botswana, people from Malawi, all trying to do the same thing. And as Toys with Roots, we almost became like the one-stop shop, the hub, where everybody could start promoting their materials. So a lot of the design work, essentially, we wouldn't do ourselves on the stuff that we are distributing on behalf of others.
Yes.
But we decided there was a need for us to also bring in our own brands, right, as part of our expansion plan. And that's how Lali was born. And Lali was not necessarily designed in South Africa, but the brand itself was designed in South Africa, because we decided to go for the available mold option.
Mm-hmm.
But with the ShopRite deal, It was crafting something literally from scratch, where, you know, we had a couple of creatives come to us and we told them what we wanted the face to look like, what we wanted the nose to look like, the eyes, and we developed these faces from scratch.
Yes.
And after that process, that was when the Chinese component came into play, where from a manufacturing perspective. But the design component actually requires a lot of creativity from our end, and also a clarity of vision of what is it that we're trying to actually accomplish.
Yes.
So with the Rainbow Kids, there's a clear story that we're trying to tell.
Okay, let me stop you right there.
Sure,
let's rewind a little bit. So I started at the top talking about the fact that you are now distributing to ShopRite and Checkers.
Yes.
So the question that I need to ask you is, how did you had that relationship? How did that come about? And then you can tell us about all these
details. Okay. So the ShopRite relationship, it was quite long in the making. And I say that because we approached them, I think, in about 2017, when we realized that, you know, with the limited distribution that we had, we weren't able to reach the mass market. And price point-wise, our products aren't necessarily readily available to everybody. Mm. All the ones that we were housing in our basket, one could say, are pretty much not elite, but they are for a select few in the market. So your average child wouldn't be able to afford. So us approaching ShopRite was more from the perspective to say, how can we actually produce something that could allow us entry into the mass market?
Yes.
And so 2017, the model that we presented wasn't working, obviously, because they're about a price point. And later on, they then called us up to say, hey, let's work on something together. And that was when the opportunity came to say, okay, let's craft something from scratch with the story, something that can grow, something that is affordable, you know, first and foremost, and can reach children all over Africa.
Yes.
And ShopRite, in all fairness, is actually probably the only retailer that can actually get us that kind of penetration because of their massive distribution.
So this is where there's the distribution aspect, and then you're talking about the price point, which is very important because it speaks to accessibility. Absolutely. For most disadvantaged people. And so the Chinese element, now you're getting some of your manufacture from them. So is that part of the reason why you've got a decent price point?
Definitely. Definitely. So how we worked our business before we knew what we know now, right? We source whatever we source from China based on what we wanted and what we thought we could sell in the market. How retail does it is they'll say, we want to price it at X price and then work it back from there. And this is something that we learned during this journey with them to say, okay, develop something that looks great, has hair that's X, Y, and Z, but still meets this particular price point. And I think it was through the mentorship that the shop had offered us via a partner that they'd worked with for a long time, that we were able to actually get that right.
Excellent.
So the Chinese component, I mean, you know, all manufacture, unfortunately, if you're looking at a price point, it has to be done outside SA.
Perhaps that's an area that we need to address going forward.
Completely.
But now, so you've got your stock on ShopRite's shelf. What's the uptake?
As far as we understand, it's been great. So 60,000 units have been taken by ShopRite to date, and that's been distributed to all over Africa.
Wow.
So the success of this is going to be dependent on whether they say, hey, guys, you know what, we're actually taking a further consignment. So
so when did this start for you?
So distribution into stores was August this year.
Wow.
But the journey started about a year ago.
Okay.
From a planning, design, etc. perspective, because there's a lot of components that are involved in this.
So actually, we still have to see, like you say, what the uptake is going to be like, whether ShopRite comes back to you for more, and whether you can continue basically to access lots of children around the continent.
Yes. And I think for me, the big thing is to not just have these dolls there and that's it. There has to be more, you know, there has to be almost like the accessories that come with it. There has to be a story that's then told beyond just the dolls on shelf. Because if you look at your more popular types of brands that are out there, they have a whole narrative around, you know, why they exist. And that's exactly what we tried to do with these dolls. It wasn't just, here they are, put them on the shelf. There's a beautiful story behind each one of them. And Rainbow Kids, they're called Rainbow Kids for a reason.
Yes.
There's a whole story behind that also.
That was Mpumi Mutabi. She's a co-founder of Toys with Roots.